Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Compassion International is known worldwide for its focus on child sponsorship, providing holistic care. Silas Balraj explains that when nutrition, education, and gospel-centered care programs are provided for children through the local church, parents feel tremendous burdens lifted. As a result, there's hope.
A ministry like Compassion just doesn't transform a child, it transforms a whole generation. If you see the scope of this work, it's the power of the church, the power of the gospel, and the power of transformed lives.
And prayer makes a huge difference too.
Pray for wisdom, that we would really let the church be the church, that Christ would be Lord of all, and that we would be joining Him in His work, then He blessing us and we enjoying the benefits of that blessing.
For more information, visit missionnews.org. And the full outcome of Russia's anti-terrorism law is yet unknown, but for now, Slava Gospel Association has positive news about its latest summer camp season. SGA's Joel Griffith.
We're actually very encouraged about how the summer camp season went, despite some of the challenges that had concerned us earlier, such as this new law passed that had anti-missionary provisions on it in Russia, as well as the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and the continuing efforts in Central Asia to try to shut camp ministries down. The Lord moved in a wonderful way.
Nearly 17,000 kids were reached with the gospel. Pastors were able to build relationships with the kids and their families, opening doors to further share Christ's love. Please pray for these relationships, these pastors, and for these families to come to know Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rachunda Padite. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.